Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app and web development services with globally competitive pricing. The title is Seeking Better Versions of Ourselves. We all want what's best for ourselves. Desiring the best in life for ourselves is a common thread in the lives of each and every one of us. However, most of us find ourselves falling short by being less than we know we can possibly be. One approach to get out of this dilemma is to intentionally and consistently seek the best versions of ourselves. We need to take a good look at where we are at, and ask ourselves the serious question of where we could be. There are many ways towards the path of self-improvement, and whatever path you take, consistency is key. The following are some of the ways you can undertake to seek out a better version of yourself. 1. Reading widely and often. I'm not the first one to recommend reading as a way to self-improvement. Books broaden our horizons. They contain ideas that help us see the world anew. The great thing about books is that there is a wide selection to suit every taste. The mind is an important aspect of being human, and if we feed it constantly, we are bound to see numerous gains in the type of persons we become. Reading is feeding the mind and introducing new ideas that can lead to overall improvement in personal well-being and even greater prosperity. There is a difference between reading for study and reading for personal enrichment. It is important to take note of this difference. It is also important to read widely, instead of sticking to the same genre of reading material. Reading widely and often will allow you to become a more rounded individual. 2. Physical exercise. Just as reading is beneficial to the mind, exercise is also crucial to our physical well-being. It is a widely accepted fact that physical exercise has numerous benefits for mind and body, with widely available scientific proof. A sedentary lifestyle has been proven to lead to deterioration of health, and resulting in diseases such as diabetes and high blood pressure. And yet, most of us choose not to exercise. I am also guilty on this point sometimes. I often start and stop my exercise regimen over and over again, even though I am fully aware of the benefits. When I am being consistent with exercise, the benefits cannot be denied. I have a better level of energy throughout the day, and I get better sleep at night. A friend of mine claims that when you run, you do not suffer from flu and colds, and I agree. 3. Pursuing our dreams. Whoever you are or whatever you do, we all have dreams. Dreams of things we would like to do or achieve. Sometimes our dreams are far removed from our present reality. Maybe we want to start a business but have no capital, or maybe we would like a promotion but are not yet qualified for it. Seeking a better version of ourselves with our dreams starts with realizing that where we are is not where we want to be. If it is starting a business like I mentioned, then you need to find ways to generate the capital you need, and if it's going for that promotion, it means acquiring the qualifications you need. Nothing is as fulfilling as knowing that even though you are not where you want to be, you are taking steps that will take you in the direction of where you need to be. Taking charge of your situation gives you a certain level of control over your life, and is a solid step in the direction of seeking a better version of yourself. 4. Don't sweat the small stuff. I am very particular about things. Things like time we are supposed to do something with others drive me nuts, if it is not done by, say, Tuesday 1500. I am so particular about this, that it tends to get in the way of my peace of mind when things do not work out as planned. There is an American saying that goes like, "Don't sweat the small stuff," and I heard Les Brown, the motivational speaker, once quote someone saying, "It's all small stuff." This is a saying I personally need to learn from, and advise others to do the same. If we can let go of obsessing over the small details, we would be much better off. Did they see my email? And, how is the deal going to go? What if it doesn't work out? Are examples of obsessive thoughts that can ruin my days at times. I need to let go more, and trust that things will all work out in the end. We can all benefit by letting go and not sweating the small stuff. I believe not sweating the small stuff will lead to more peace of mind, and a better version of ourselves. Kaizen, the art of incremental self-improvement. Just like I have issues with sweating the small stuff sometimes, or not exercising consistently, each and every one of us has quirks that prevent us from staying on the path of seeking a better version of ourselves. The Japanese have an idea that fascinates me. It is called Kaizen. It is a very simple but powerful idea of incremental improvements. It is a strategy employed by corporations where employees commit to small incremental improvements, whose effects build up over time. With this idea, consistency is crucial. In my case, I am going out tomorrow morning and run for a few minutes, maybe 30, instead of an hour like I would like, and do this consistently, and then increase the time as I go. Maybe you can commit to reading for at least 30 minutes a day and build up from there. You personally know the areas in your life where you need to work on to become a better version of yourself. I challenge you to commit minimal time or effort to the tasks you believe will result into a better version of yourself, and consistently build up from there. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers. Hope you listen or read again soon.